Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
You're not like the world. Amen. 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 I'm not talking holier than thou, even though you are holier than thou. Amen. We're not arrogant like that, but yeah, there's a difference between holy and unholy. Amen. Amen. There's a distinction between clean and unclean. Amen. Righteous and unrighteous. Light and dark. Day and night, good and evil. There's a difference. We don't boast in that. We just let the light shine. But the reality is there is a difference. Amen. Either you're saved or you're not saved. Either you're on God's side or you're on the devil's side. Ain't no in between. Ha. Somebody thought there was an in-between, but it ain't. Ain't no in-between. Faith will manifest God's will. Faith pulls heaven. This is so important to know in the day and time in which we live. Now. This is no time to play games. Legacy. Amen. Generations. God is entrusting you with things. It's serious. It's not a time to play. Not a time to be nonchalant. Maybe years ago you were able to get away with that. Well, not now. Amen. We're at a critical mass. Amen. Either we're going to win or we're going to lose. I don't know about you, but I'm going to win. Amen. I plan to win. I plan to triumph. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. So, faith manifests the will of God. Noah built the ark, and he did Hebrews 11:7, by faith. By faith, he built the ark. Faith will stabilize you as a kingdom citizen. This is so important now, to be stable, unmovable. Amen. Not throwing down your weaponry. Amen. Not compromising with the world. Not giving in to satanic deception. Amen. God needs light in this dark world. God needs people that'll say something. God needs people that'll stand for something and not just fall for anything. Amen. The world needs it. God needs that light in these last days. Amen. And look at someone and tell them, you are that light. Don't let anybody or anything distinguish that light. Romans 14, verse number 17. Amen. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Faith will keep you steady in the midst of chaos. Righteousness, the kingdom of God. This is the metric. Okay, you want to measure how embedded you are in the kingdom. See, heaven is there, but when we bring heaven into the earth, there's a metric: righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. How can I measure to the degree that I'm walking in kingdom? Righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm not talking about happiness. I'm talking about joy. What you saw on that screen was not happiness. It was joy. Pure, unadulterated, God-given, Holy Ghost joy. Because you couldn't find where they would get it from. It was coming from the kingdom. And we got entitled folk that show up on a Sunday. Sit in these nice, comfortable chairs. They're extra wide. And just sit on down. Praise is going up and they observe it. Entitled, like God owe you something. Sign up so I can take you to Africa. Amen. To the bush. Amen. You saw they cook on the ground?
Amen.
Sleep on the ground. You have to get those nets because there's malaria everywhere.
Amen.
Take you to leave you there for about a week. Then come and get you. You'll be the first one to church. What the God and the sister so-and-so? She saw the Lord. Righteousness, peace, and joy. Say to God, I know the day is dark.
Amen. Amen.
But darkness cannot determine our narrative. Hello. This is what's happening to a lot of saints. They're allowing the darkness to determine the level of joy or peace or even love that they express. People are becoming bitter. The love of many is waxing cold. Because the days are evil. But we cannot let that determine our narrative. You got people on the fringe that are looking like they're ready to give up or just fall off. The metric, righteousness, peace, and joy. Look at someone else, where your joy at? Some of y'all need to go back home and look in your closet. See if you can find some joy and then come on back to church. Watch little children. How they spring back from stuff. And they just are happy. There's this joy. Have or have not. It's a pure joy. Well, in the Holy Spirit, that's what we have. What has caused your joy to become toxic? Come on, joy. Somebody say joy. See, joy is not just a happy feeling. Don't get it twisted. Joy is not just, exuberance. The joy of the Lord is our strength. I want folk falling off. They lose strength because the devil stole their joy. Amen. They let people get in their head. They let toxic relationships steal from them. Amen. You hang around toxic people long enough, you're going to become toxic. Before you know it, there's going to be a leak. You'll be wondering, where my joy at? Where's my peace? It's hard for me to love, or you become bitter. Angry, yeah. Oppressed. Tell somebody right now, guard your heart. Yeah. See, we have to, faith is what will keep us steady in chaos. Yeah. While the world is chaotic, I'm telling you, the systems, look at France. look at the UK. Look at us. What systems of this world, you're going to see them begin to really shake. Because there's a God of the systems. And God says, I'm going to shake everything that I have not planted, that I have not built. I'm going to shake it all so that only that which I have planted shall remain. So the saints, whether we have or have not, we can be like them there on that video. We can rejoice in the Lord. Amen. The flood just came through, but hallelujah, we're alive. We have survived another day. God is still on the throne. We trust him. He brought us through before. He'll take us through again. Huh? They had nothing, but they get their rejoicing in the kingdom. Somebody look at you cross-eyed and you through. I can't deal with these folks. Huh? Somebody said something to you. Somebody didn't speak to you. Child, I know they saw me. Church folk.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In the Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.